is Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Microsoft. Breaking news and stimulating talk. News Talk 1010.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Tech Talk, the only radio show on the dial where geek meets chic. Not only do we cover all the stylish tech toys around, be it sleek digital cameras, fashionable phones, and flat panel TVs, but everything is discussed in plain English and with none of that confusing technical jargon. No geek speak on this show, if you will. Hey, your New Year's resolution might be to take better care of your body, but what about your PC? Tech Talk today is brought to you by Microsoft's Windows Defender, the free anti-spyware program that can protect your computer from the ills of the internet, stop annoying pop-up windows, and make your PC run faster too. Download it for free at windowsdefender.com. Well, back by popular demand, today's show is on the coolest websites on the internet, according to you. Every few months or so on Tech Talk, we take a look at the hottest websites you must check out and why. I'll share a few of my current faves, of course, but I like to hear where you're going online. And it's a chance for you to tell the rest of the listeners why this website is one of your favorites. And yes, this can be your own website you want to plug. But of course, you must tell the GTA why this is a great website. You got to justify it for calling in and sharing it with the rest of the Toronto area. Whenever we do these segments, I mention that you don't need to write all of these down. You don't have to scramble and find a piece of paper and pen and jot down all the ones that sound interesting to you. If you like, I can send you a list of every website discussed today, and I can just email it to you with a click. And you can then just click on the website instead of having to write it down and then typing it into your computer. You'll get the email, click on that link that interests you, and you'll go right to that website. So if you want a list of all of today's hot websites discussed between now and 1 p.m., simply send me a note to techtalk@newstalk1010.com. My email address again is techtalk@newstalk1010.com. And as a little thank you for calling in today with your favorite websites and why, we have an amazing giveaway, courtesy of our friends at Kodak. I will tell you about that prize in a moment. The numbers to call in today are 416-872-1010. That's if you're in the Toronto area. Outside of the GTA, it's also toll-free, 1-877-518-5151, or StarTalk, that's *8255. A free call on your cell phone. Again, 416-872-1010, toll-free 1-877-518-5151, or *8255, a free call on your cell phone. Today's grand prize is the Kodak EasyShare M380 digital camera. This is a very compact 10.2 megapixel digital camera with 5x optical zoom, which is great for such a small little camera, and a huge 3-inch LCD screen on the back so you can see what you're photographing or who you're photographing and decide if you want to keep it or not. It also shoots video, of course. This prize is valued between $150 and $200. I've seen it in that window at retailers. So it's the Kodak M380. The color is teal, and it is a super thin and compact digital camera. A 10.2 megapixel digital camera with 5x optical zoom instead of 3, and a huge 3-inch LCD screen on the back of the camera. It has other bells and whistles that you can read about online. Just type in Kodak M380, and you can read all about this little light digital camera. So all you have to do is get your comment in on the air, your favorite website and why. It could be about your favorite recipe site, your favorite game site, the best website for kids, sports, music, fashion, news, gossip, fitness, whatever it is, get in on the air and you're eligible for a call back at the end of the show. If you answer the phone just before 1 p.m. with this secret phrase, "This is a Kodak moment on News Talk 1010, then you've won yourself the Kodak M380 digital camera. Again, the secret phrase is, "This is a Kodak moment on News Talk 1010. That's the only thing I want you to write down this hour. This is a Kodak moment on News Talk 1010. In case we happen to call you back when Scott Gill, our tech op and screener, randomly calls somebody back who gets on the air. But all the websites that we talk about today, all the coolest websites, you do not need to write them down. Just shoot me an email and I will reply with a long list of every website that we chat about between now and 1 p.m. My email address again is techtalk@newstalk1010.com. I will be going to San Francisco on Tuesday, by the way, to the big Apple unveiling, which is pretty exciting. The long-rumored tablet PC, I talked about it on the Bill Carroll show on Friday, or Thursday rather, and I talked about it on the John Donaby show this morning. But this is going to be pretty interesting. So I'll fill y'all in next Sunday on what was unveiled, unless you hear me chat with CFRB News Talk 1010 personalities during the week while I'm still in San Francisco. So the reason why I'm telling you this is that, you know, be a little patient if I don't write you back with the all the cool websites, as long as you email me before Tuesday. Otherwise, it's going to have to wait a couple days until I get back. So that's going to be pretty exciting to see if Apple is finally going to unveil the long-rumored thin tablet PC, which is pretty neat. All right, so speaking of high-tech, we're chatting about the best websites. According to you, where are you surfing to these days and why? Again, it could be your favorite recipe site that has hundreds of thousands of recipes at your fingertips. It could be a great game site for those little digital diversions when you need them. Your favorite news or gossip site like TMZ. And I'll share a few of my favorites as well. So one of mine that I've been going to this week is called loseit.com, L-O-S-E-I-T.com. And this is a weight management website. So my New Year's resolution was to drop a few LBs. You know, I'm not an overweight guy, but I got chubby cheeks, let me tell you. So I am, especially my wife and I went and saw Avatar last night, and we saw us on the big screen because my wife shares this segment with me in January where I talk about gadgets and she's exercising with these cool little gadgets. And I looked at my cheeks and I said to my wife, see, this is why I need to drop a few LBs. I got to drop a few pounds here. So this website, loseit.com, is actually an extension of an iPhone app. So I downloaded this free application for the iPhone called Lose It. And it basically lets you input everything that you're consuming. So your breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and any snacks. It automatically calculates the calories. And it even has brand names. So if I ate, for example, I don't know, noodle soup, like ramen noodle kind of soup. It'll even have brands. So it can also calculate sodium and all these other ingredients. And also, if you exercise, it'll also tell you how many more calories you can still consume that day in order to meet your goal. You first type in your goal using your fingertip. And this loseit.com is a free extension of this app that I used, again, to track my weight loss. So far, almost a pound since Thursday. Yay. So it's a cool little website that me personally, I've been using. I've never tried to lose weight. I'm going to be 40 years old in May. I've never gone on a diet before. So this is a website that I've been using, loseit.com. It's also a free downloadable application for the iPhone. It helps you track and manage your intake. And it's kind of neat. And it's got all kinds of cool little things you should check out. Loseit.com. After the break, I want to hear from you. Your favorite websites and why. And I've got a few other really cool ones to share with you. 416-872-1010, 1-877-518-5151, or star 8255, a free call on your cell phone. Let's take a short break for traffic, though. It is 12:15 on the button. Oh, yeah.
Welcome back to Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010.
Hey, welcome back to Tech Talk. We are chatting today about cool websites, according to you. There's something about word of mouth websites that makes you want to go and see it when you get a personal endorsement from a friend, you know, or a water cooler chat, like, hey, did you go to that website last night to see this or that or to download this? It's a lot of fun when you hear about it firsthand. So that's what we're doing today on the show. It's something we do every couple of months. I will email you every single website that we chat about between now and 1 p.m. if you send me an email, techtalk@newstalk1010.com. But more importantly, I want to hear from you. Where are you going to online? And yes, you can even plug your own website if you like. As a little thank you, one person who gets on the air will get a random call back at the end of the show if you answer the phone with today's secret phrase, which is, this is a Kodak moment on News Talk 1010. Then you've won yourself a Kodak M380 Easy Share digital camera valued at between 150 and 200 bucks. All right, let's first chat with Robert in Toronto. Thanks for taking the time to call in today, Robert.
Well, thank you very much. Enjoy the show.
Thank you. What's your favorite website right now?
Well, right now I'm just through the Toronto Star. They've got an excellent link on the Olympics, the Canadian Olympics, and you can really follow what's going on. And
awesome.
I'm excited about the Olympics, so I'm really enjoying it.
You know, and that's what's great about the internet is that the information is updated to the, you know, by the minute. You can access multimedia like videos and audio recordings and photos all with the click of the mouse on your PC or smartphone. So that's great. The TorontoStar.com. I think it's just thestar.com if I'm not mistaken. And hey, I'm a columnist there too, so I like that you're plugging that website. Every Saturday I write about video game news and gossip and what have you. TheStar.com. Thank you very much, Robert. Let's go to Bernice in Toronto. Hi, Bernice.
Hi.
Happy Sunday to you.
Thank you. Same to you.
What's your favorite website that you go to a lot and would recommend to friends and family?
HealthCentral.com.
Okay. And this is a trustworthy, you know, website, because this is the problem with health information on the internet is you never know who to trust, right?
I find it one of the best that I've ever gone into.
Okay. HealthCentral.com. So tell me what you could find there.
All kinds of medical information.
Regardless of what your condition might be or your symptoms?
Well, you can type in what your problem is. You can just about anything.
Okay. HealthCentral.com. Not a Canadian site? It's American?
I believe it's American.
Okay. HealthCentral.com. I'm pulling it up right now. Okay, cool. Thank you. Thanks for suggesting that website, Bernice. I'm just checking it out. Yeah, HealthCentral.com. Trusted, reliable, and up-to-date health information. And it looks like there's a headline right here, 10 steps to preparing for a disaster when you have asthma. So this is something would be very helpful to many. And yes, on the left-hand side of healthcentral.com, you'll see all of the different conditions or diseases that you might suffer from. And it's got articles and videos for each of them. And it's listed alphabetically, everything from acid reflux down to Wellsphere. So there's allergies, anxiety, arthritis, asthma, cold and flu, heart disease, herpes, diabetes, depression. Wow. Cool site. HealthCentral.com. Let's go to Gianna in Bolton. Hi, Gianna. Thanks for calling today.
Hi. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you.
Good. What's your favorite website?
TripAdvisor.com.
TripAdvisor. Okay.
Yeah.
What can you do here?
Oh, you can check out locations without having even to go there, like hotels and surrounding areas, so you can better select better where you'd like to go.
Yeah, you know, this is very helpful, not just for the professional reviews, you know, when you've got like a travel journalist who writes their opinions, but more so when people actually go and stay at a particular resort and they come back and they write the pros and cons of that hotel or resort. I find that very helpful.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. TripAdvisor.com. Thank you very much. Keep those calls coming. Some great suggestions on your favorite websites and why. We're going to give away a digital camera just as a little thank you for getting your favorite website in on the air. We have to take a short break, though. When we return, going right back to the lines to hear more about your favorite websites and why, and I'll share a few more of mine, too. Stick with us.
Tech Talk continues on News Talk 1010.
Hey, welcome back. Today on Tech Talk, it's simply the best of the net, according to you. Where are you going online? Where are you surfing to? What's your favorite destination in cyberspace? And as a little thank you for calling in and sharing this website with the rest of the Toronto community, we will be giving away a Kodak EasyShare digital camera, courtesy of our friends at Kodak. It's the M380. It's a very small, compact, teal-colored digital camera that takes 10.2 megapixel shots. It's got a 5x optical zoom, so you can zoom in pretty close to the subject, even when you're far away. Usually it's only about 3x zoom for something this small. And it's got a big LCD screen on the back, so you don't have to squint to see the photo you just took. It's a 3-inch LCD screen. Value is about $150, $200, but it's yours for free just by answering the phone at the end of this show if we happen to call you and saying the secret phrase, which is simply, this is a Kodak moment on News Talk 1010. We will randomly call a name, pull a name out of a hat and call it, so don't say hello when you answer the phone. You want to pick it up and say that secret phrase to win today's prize, which I've got here in my hands, and you can come pick it up from the radio station. Speaking of radio station, one website I'd like to plug is newstalk1010.com. Not only can you listen to all of the shows online in real time, anywhere around the world you might be, but you can read up on your favorite shows and personalities, read, of course, current news, partake in contests. You can donate to many needy causes, including the victims, the survivors of the Haiti earthquake. There's lots you can do with the website. Again, you can stream the radio station on the internet. You might even be listening to me right now over your computer speakers, which is pretty cool. So newstalk1010.com. One more I'd like to plug is PTPAmedia.com. It stands for Parent Tested, Parent Approved. This is a friend and colleague of mine, Sharon. She was just on the Rachel Ray Show. How about that? On Tuesday. And Parent Tested, Parent Approved, or PTPAmedia.com, is a website that it evaluates parent-related products for their kids, whether it's food or toys or tech toys. And what she does is she has a group of thousands of parents who test drive products for her, and then they write their results, they fill out a form, and then the whatever the category is, there's a winner chosen, and they get a seal that they can put on their product. And it's becoming quite the established organization for products that appeal to parents. So ptpamedia.com, if you're unsure about what car seat to buy, you know, what toy to buy that's going to do the job, so you're definitely going to want to check out ptpamedia.com. Again, that's parent-tested, parent-approved, media.com. And she was just on Rachel Ray. I think that's very cool. Good Toronto-based company. All right, let's go to Don in Milton and hear his favorite website and why. Hey, Don, thanks for calling.
Yeah, hi.
Hi there.
Love your show. Very interesting every weekend.
Thank you very much.
Okay, listen, I'm an old guy, and I do a little bit of woodworking in the basement, and I like to find amateur woodworking videos, and I found this place called expertvillage.com.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
It's just amateur guides. It's not professional. I go to usual woodworking things, and you end up having to pay for videos and stuff like that. This is all free, just guys have done their thing down their base and stuff like that and put a little bit of a blurb on the internet, you know?
Yeah, that's awesome. I don't know if you know this,
okay.
Don, but Expert Village now has joined forces with ehow.com. So if you go to Expert Village, you now are taken to ehow.com, which is an established website that has those instructional videos as well.
Yeah.
So you just go to, you can simply go to ehow, so that's the letter ehow.com.
Okay.
And it has, they have thousands of videos in every category. So that's just like you were saying.
Excellent.
But it's not this Expert Village anymore.
Oh, it's not?
Nope. It's
okay.
All part of eHow, but that's great, and it's still the same content. They've just joined forces with another organization. Hey, let's go to Marlene in Mississauga. There we are. Hey, Marlene, I understand you have a tasty website for us.
Yes, allrecipes.com.
I love this place, allrecipes.com.
It is great because all the users can leave feedback, and they can rate the recipes, so when you go in, you can sort by rating and get the highest rated in whatever food you're trying to make, and you can read people's feedback, so you know what's good about the recipe and what works and what doesn't.
It's awesome, and my wife goes here a lot because she's vegetarian, and she's always looking for new ideas, and
yeah.
You know, some of these other websites are very sort of meat heavy, and allrecipes.com has everything you can think of, either by perusing through the different sections or by typing in something into the search window.
Yeah, it's a great site.
Yeah, it's awesome. And there's photos, there's video tutorials. It even has this neat feature, Marlene, I'm not sure if you're aware of it, where you can click off the ingredients that you've got in your kitchen. I don't know, let's say chicken breast, paprika, potatoes, and carrots. And it'll tell you what you can make with all those ingredients, which is pretty neat. So
it is a great site.
Thanks, Marlene. Allrecipes.com. Again, you don't need to write down all of these websites that we're discussing today, because what we're going to do is, if you send me an email to techtalk@newstalk1010.com, I will email you back with a complete list of every website that we've chatted about. So you don't have to write it all down feverishly throughout the show. I will send this to you over the next couple of days. So just a heads up. If you want to get your comment in on the air and you missed the phone number, 416-872-1010, 1-877-518-5151, or *8255, a free call on your cell phone. Let's go to Andrew in Guelph, all the way from Guelph. Hey, Andrew, thanks for calling.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. And you?
Not bad.
Awesome.
I frequent redflagdeals.com. It's the Canadian shopping site. It has like a very good search engine, and there's all sorts of forums based on different categories, such as automotive, entertainment, freebies, which is my favorite.
And they have lots of high tech stuff too.
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah. Go ahead, Andrew.
The other nice thing I like about it is if you're a registered user, they'll send you deal alerts to tell you when the new things come out.
Awesome. Thank you. Redflagdeals.com. It seems that whenever we do this show on cool websites, somebody calls in and shares that, which is great. A good Canadian success story as well. Redflagdeals.com. Another one you might want to bookmark if you like buying electronics is called wishabi.ca. W-I-S-H. ABI.ca. They have great deals on electronics. They'll even work out, if you want to buy something in the States, it'll even work out the currency exchange and any duties and taxes and shipping costs and still tell you who has the best price around. So Wishabi.ca, redflagdeals.com if you like to buy products over the internet. All right, we got to take a short break. When we return, we're going to go to the second half of the show and continue our discussion on the coolest websites and why. But right now, the time is 12:30.
Welcome back to Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010.
Hey, welcome back to Tech Talk. This show is brought to you by Microsoft's Windows Defender, the free anti-spyware program that can protect your computer from the ills of the internet. It can stop annoying pop-up windows and make your PC run faster, too. Download it for free at windowsdefender.com. That's windowsdefender.com, free software for you. Speaking of the internet and .com and all that nonsense, we're chatting about the best websites according to you. What are your favorite websites that you're going to and why? Ones that you would love to share with the rest of the Toronto area. And yes, you can plug your own website. We've talked about a couple of Canadian ones today, such as redflagdeals.com and ptpamedia.com, which is parent-tested, parent-approved. Oh, by the way, I did get an email about that already. I talked about parent-tested, parent-approved. Sharon was just on the Rachel Ray Show. Someone was, Mary from Scarborough was just asking if she could also volunteer to review these products for the website. And the answer is yes, you get to keep them as well. All you have to do is fill out a form about your thoughts on the pros and cons of that product. So if you're interested, again, ptpamedia.com or email me and I'll send you a list of every website that we chatted about today at techtalk@newstalk1010.com. So we're opening the lines. We're asking you what your favorite websites are and why. And if you missed it in the first half of the show, we're giving away a Kodak EasyShare M380. This is a 10.2 megapixel digital camera. It's one of those really small, compact ones that you can easily fit in your pocket or purse. It's got 5x optical zoom, which is very good for a very small camera. And it's got a 3-inch LCD screen on the back. It also shoots video. It's got a 1-year limited warranty and all that good stuff from our friends at Kodak. If you get your favorite website on the air, and if we call you back by chance, by randomly picking out a name and number at the end of the show, if you answer the phone with the secret phrase, you'll win this grand prize. The secret phrase, again, is, this is a Kodak moment on News Talk 1010. This is a Kodak moment on News Talk 1010. All right, let's go to Rita in Woodbridge. Thanks for calling, Rita.
Hi. I did watch that Rachel Ray show.
Great. Yeah, I'm proud of her. She's a friend of mine and a colleague. We're trying to figure out ways to work together because I review products as well. Not necessarily for parents, but I'm an admirer of Sharon. She's done a great job with PTPA.
Well, I'm a new mom, and I'm calling about a website called babycenter.ca.
Okay, so it's Canadian.
Center Baby Center. The American way.
Okay, Baby Center, E-R, but .ca, which is Canadian.
Yeah.
Babycenter.ca.
And I found it useful while I was pregnant, and very useful after I was after I had the baby as well.
For information, or to talk to other soon-to-be moms, or buy things.
It's about information about how your baby should be developing each week. Like I said, while I was pregnant, and also after the baby was born.
Great.
And they send I think they send weekly emails, and there's also a forum. That you can chat with other moms if you wish.
How old's your baby now?
6 months.
Oh, that's great. Boy or girl?
Girl.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah.
Enjoy. So, enjoy. It's so much fun at that age.
Yeah. So someone recommended this this website to me, and I found it very useful, so I thought I would share.
Thank you. I'm glad you did. I'm on it right now. It looks great. Babycenter.ca.
Yes.
Thank you very much for calling in. Babycenter. So it's BabyCenter.ca. Let's go to Haley in Scarborough. Hi, Haley. What's your favorite website, Haley?
Chapters.indigo.ca, my friend.
Okay, why is that?
Well, I'm a bookworm.
Uh-huh.
Like a book nerd. I read like about a book a day.
Wow.
So yeah.
And do you go to the Chapters Indigo website to buy books or to read like reviews of books?
Oh, they have everything there. I usually go to see what's coming out, but they have a lot of top 10 lists. And they have, you can join the website, and it's sort of like a Facebook page,
mm-hmm.
but it's the Chapters Indigo page, of course. But and you can list all your favorite books, and then people within the community, they can give you recommendations.
Great.
So it's really a good website for a book lover, and you can comment on books and such.
Yeah, and it's got right here today's top 50 books online, and it's got another section called 7 days, 7 thrillers for $7 each. So you can get books by Stephen King and Jack Higgins for $7 a pop. So this is great. Thank you.
Yeah.
So it's www.chapters.indigo.ca. That's chapters.indigo.ca for that website. Hey, we do have time for one more, do we? Yeah. Okay, great. Let's go to Dave in Georgetown. Hi, Dave. Thanks for hanging on.
Oh, hi, Mark. How's it going?
I'm fine, thank you, sir. And you?
Not bad.
Good. What's your favorite website right now?
My favorite website is mechanicalmashup.com.
Okay, you've got to explain what you can do here.
Well, it's actually my website, me and a friend.
Oh, great.
And what it is, basically, is a video podcast. Him and I kind of acting like knobs, but we teach people how to build stuff with things they have around their house or things you can get really cheap.
Really? Give me an example.
As an example, my buddy built a teleprompter with his iPhone and an old CD case.
Wow. Okay. I could use a teleprompter because sometimes when I'm ad-libbing on camera, it's just not coming out so smoothly.
Another thing I did was for Christmas, we did a Christmas special and we had a Christmas present. And when you opened it, it kind of exploded and threw confetti all over you.
Oh, okay. You just don't want to give it to somebody who might have, you know, heart disease or something.
Yeah, don't give it to grandma. But,
MechanicalMashup.com. I'm on it right now. Is this you wearing a mask?
Yes.
Where it says Schlupp?
That's actually a rubber glove over my head. But,
oh, boy. You know what? Let's not go there. Well, thank you for calling. There you go. MechanicalMashup.com. A video podcast is something you can download and subscribe to and watch it on your computer or on an iPhone or iPod or other compatible device. There you go. Hey, Donna in Burlington has one that she wants to recommend. I just wrote about it. Donna, thanks for calling.
How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. My favorite website is kneebouncers.com.
Yeah, tell our listeners what you can do here. I just wrote about it on my blog this week.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's great for the preschoolers. It's very easy to maneuver through and introduces them into computers, but it has all kinds of fantastic games, and you can pick games around themes like the alphabet or numbers or shapes and that sort of thing.
Awesome. Yeah, kneebouncers.com, and it was founded by two dads from Maryland who found that when they were trying to juggle, you know, surfing the internet with a baby on their lap, that the baby would often, you know, hit the keyboard or young toddler and try to interact, but, you know, obviously, you know, without having any dexterity to use a mouse or to know which buttons to press, nothing would happen. So they said, what if we came up with a website with about 20 games that no matter what button you hit on the keyboard, it'll do something in the game? And that was the idea behind kneebouncers.com.
Mm-hmm. It's fabulous.
Yeah, thank you for calling and sharing that.
Sure,
so we've got a couple of good websites today for the youngins. We've got babycenter.ca for expecting moms or new moms, and kneebouncers for young babies and toddlers as well. No, we're good. Okay, good. Sorry, I'm getting my times all messed up today. I thought we had to take a break. We don't, which is great. Let's go to Mary in Toronto. Speaking of babies, hi, Mary.
Hi.
News Talk 10. Is it a bad time?
Hello.
You're on News Talk 1010, Mary. Is it a bad time?
No, it's fine. The website is dansdeals.com.
Dan's Deals, like as a man's name, Dan?
Yep.
Okay, what can you find at dansdeals.com?
It's an American website with excellent travel deals and electronic deals and other all different kinds of deals.
Okay.
Daily change.
Okay, so dansdeals.com. So it's not one particular thing you can buy, or is it all travel or no?
No, different kinds.
Okay, I'm here right now. So it looks like travel seems to be the big focus of it.
Electronic.
I love hearing about these things. So do you think as a Canadian it's relevant still? I mean, you can still get some good deals?
You can, a lot. Travel especially for a Canadian.
Okay, great. Thanks, Mary.
You're welcome.
Okay, thanks for calling. Mary is eligible for a callback just before 1 p.m. to see if she can win that digital camera from Kodak, the M380, dansdeals.com. We also, by the way, have American listeners, too. So I welcome all those kinds of websites as well. If you don't mind, I'd love to plug my blog that I write for on a daily basis. It's called Sync. In fact, every Tech Talk show is posted a day or two after it runs today live in Toronto. So you can download it or stream it. So streaming means you can listen to it while you're still surfing the internet. And downloading it is the ability to listen to it offline or copy it to your favorite media device. The website is sync.ca. That's S-Y-N-C.ca as in synchronize. And then you can just click on blog if you want to read blog, or you can click on how to read all my articles. And I welcome any and all feedback you've got on Sync. So sync.ca. It's hosted by Simpatico, and I'm one of the bloggers who writes for that site. All right, we got time for one more before our break, and that's Olga in Toronto. Your favorite website, Olga. Hi, are you there?
Hi, yes.
Hi, Olga. What's your favorite website right now?
It's www.
Yep.
W-H.
Yep.
Foods. Like foods.
Yep.
.org.
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 Yep.
And it's a website about delicious and healthy recipes in 5 minutes. And I have small children. And when you have children, you have to be creative to make them eat veggie. And it helps me a lot, the website.
Oh, great.
It's everything you need to know about the healthier way of eating.
Okay, so yeah, whfoods.org. Thank you. And it stands for World's Healthiest Foods is what it stands for. So whfoods.org. Email me if you want a list of all the websites that we talk about today. TechTalk@newstalk1010.com. Thanks for that suggestion, Olga. But right now the time is 12:45.
Welcome back to Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010.
Hey, welcome back. I was just telling Scott Gill, our tech op and screener today, that whenever we do these cool websites of the week or what have you, one of these shows that we do from time to time, my email goes crazy. I know I offer to send an email, a list of every website we discussed on the air, but I never anticipated getting hundreds and hundreds of emails from News Talk 1010 listeners. So I think that's awesome. And I promise to write back everybody. What happens, though, is when I do this, sometimes the email address bounces back. I don't know if your inbox is full or maybe the wrong email address is on the sender side. But I assure you that I will send an email to everybody with your favorite websites and why that we are chatting about today. And if you haven't gotten in on the air yet with your favorites, please do call, because you could be eligible. You are eligible to win a digital camera from Kodak, a 10 megapixel pocket size camera, just as a little thank you for getting your favorite website in on the air. 416-872-1010, toll free 1-877-518-5151, or *8255. It's a free call on your cell phone. Let's continue our conversation with Mike in Burlington. Hey, Mike.
Hey, hi, Mark.
It's a fine town you've got there.
Thanks a lot. We like it.
Great.
A couple of my favorite sites are ePinions and Amazon. I find them pretty good for researching all kinds of different stuff, cameras, you know, electronics, household goods.
ePinions, not opinions.
ePinions.
Right, and that's for all kinds of products, and it's a great way of
researching stuff.
Yeah, absolutely, because you don't want to buy the wrong thing.
So, that's right. It's fantastic. And Amazon's just as good, I find, Mark, especially for cameras and things like that.
Yeah, a lot of people think of Amazon only for books.
Yeah, no, it's great for research. Yeah. So customer feedback is great on there.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you, Mike. That's great. Amazon.ca for the Canadian site, Amazon.com for the U.S. site, and then ePinions.com. That's usually one that pops up whenever we do these cool website shows. How about Robert from Mississauga? What's on your mind?
FamilySearch.org.
Is this one of those genealogy sites?
Yes, it is.
FamilySearch.org. Do you have to pay for it?
You don't.
Okay, because I've seen, though, and I've gotten those emails where it's, you know, you pay $50 to research your family history. And so FamilySearch.org. And what can you do with this website?
Research a family tree. They've got a great free family tree software download.
Oh, really?
Where you can download it onto your own system and keep your family tree there. And they've got search facilities. It's put on by the Mormon Church, which has got one of the largest genealogical research in the world, actually.
That's right.
And they've got search facilities going back to the 1500s, 1600s, Britain, United States, Canada, census, and all sorts of
How easy is it to navigate through?
Very easy.
Yeah, okay. I see there's a big button here. It says start your family history. So you just click there and fill out some information, I guess.
Yeah, and just go up in the search. You don't even have to register to get into the search. Anyone can just go in the search facility, put your name in there that you're researching,
mm-hmm.
and it brings up, whoever's in the database.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Thank you, Robert. Yep. So familysearch.org, it's presented by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, but it's free to use and download, so good stuff there. All right, we're going to take another break. When we return, a few more of your favorite websites and why, and then we're going to, of course, give away our digital camera. Stick with us.
Welcome back to Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010.
Hey, welcome back. A few more websites we'd love to get to. Today's theme is simply cool websites. That's it. Yep, nothing too high tech here. Just opening the lines and asking you, where do you like to surf when you go online? Your favorite news site, maybe your favorite fashion destination, maybe one for recipes or games, sports or music, fitness or celebrity gossip. It doesn't matter what it is, as long as it's clean. And we'd love to hear from you where you go online. As a little thank you, we're giving away a Kodak EasyShare M380 in a couple minutes. 416-872-1010, 1-877-518-5151, or *8255, a free call on your cell phone. Before we go to Sean in Toronto, I asked Scott Gill, our tech op and screener, what websites does he like to go to? And he is a geek at heart. Man after my own heart. His favorites are all high-tech news and review sites like Gizmodo.com, MacRumors.com, CNET.com, and HowStuffWorks.com. So these are all great sites. And speaking of MacRumors, I will be going to San Francisco this week to see if, Apple's big unveiling on Wednesday for their long-rumored tablet, a 10-inch wireless device that you can use with your fingertip to surf the net, download games, watch movies, read e-books, electronic books, and we'll see if that's indeed what the rumor is. That's what all pointers are suggesting. So we'll see, and I'll be there to report from it. So hopefully you'll tune into News Talk 1010 to catch my reports. So let's go to Sean in Toronto. Hey, Sean.
Hello, Mark.
Wow.
Happy to hear your voice.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for calling in. Likewise.
Every week.
Great.
You're a genius, man.
Oh, gosh. Thank you. Hardly. Thank you for calling in. What's your favorite website?
My favorite website is Ask, A-S-K.
Yeah, ask.com. Great site.
God, you can ask how old is the moon. You know, everything under the sun. You can say anything, and they give you the answer right away.
In plain English. So you can ask. That's what I like about this site, is that you can just ask something.
Yes.
As if you were asking a friend.
Yeah, exactly.
So the question of the day is, why does Swiss cheese have holes?
Yes.
And the answer is, according to Dr. Gourmet, the cheese has holes because of the particular bacteria used to make it. The bacteria forms bubbles of gas, which produce the holes.
I love this.
Yeah, it's great. You know what? You're never too old to learn something new every day. Yes. This is what I tell our kids all the time. So this is great. Ask.com. Thank you, Sean. That's a great website. Speaking of HowStuffWorks.com, a favorite of Scott Gill's from News Talk 1010, I think Joan also likes this site.
Yes, Mark, I'm delighted to get through, and HowStuffWorks.com I have found helpful in many ways, just all kinds of things in different areas. It doesn't have to be electronics, it can mm-hmm. be anything, and the explanations are simple.
Is it like articles, or is it like videos?
The part that I was using was articles, and I was trying to piece through something, and it was articles, the part I saw.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, HowStuffWorks.com. I'm looking at some of the more popular headlines right now. Why is it so hard to quit smoking? This is one of the featured articles. Another one is 10 green driving tips. Oh, this is great.
Yeah, and I had been looking for something really esoteric related to computers, and I went there and out of desperation to understand something esoteric, and they had a great explanation for things. So I put that out, and quickly, the other one I put out, which is interesting, is Webster's Dictionary. They do word definitions, which is great online, but the other thing they do is this kind of patterning, that if you have a word and you're trying to understand words that could be related to it, instead of going to a thesaurus Lazarus or and that kind of thing. They do these patterns of words almost looking like trees on screen, and I found that useful if somebody has a lot of writing to do.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, okay, so yeah. it's the Merriam-Webster dictionary.
Merriam-Webster, yeah. And they have that one function on the screen where you can see what words are similar and associated.
Visually.
And, visually.
Neat.
And it looks like a tree, and it's a great way for those of us that do a lot of writing and are trying to be precise in our writing.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So,
thanks.
I was just going to tell you, I don't know if you know this, you could go to merriam-webster.com, but a quicker way to do it is m-w.com.
Wonderful. Thank you,
Mark. You got it. Thank you.
Okay.
So the Merriam-Webster website, m-w.com and ask.com and howstuffworks.com. Great stuff. I think we have time for one more before we will turn the tables and call you to see if you remember the secret phrase. Let's see who's been waiting the longest. It appears to be Megan from Oakville. Everybody else for calling in, I'm sorry. Thank you for doing so, Elaine, Vanessa, Karen, and Lynn. But Megan from Oakville, you are our last caller today.
Hi there.
Hi, thanks for calling. What's your favorite website right now?
One of my favorite websites right now is transcanadarentals.com.
Okay.
And it's a great website to search for apartment and housing rentals. And it's also great because you can post free listings if you have your own property up for rent. And it's just basically really easy to navigate through.
TransCanadaRentals.com. I'm pulling it up right now. So
yes.
Whether you're looking to rent yourself or to something that you have that you want to rent, or if you're looking to rent a place. So, and it's, I see, apartments for rent in Canada. And you can just do a quick search like Toronto or Montreal, or you can choose apartments, condo, home, mobile home. And it looks like it's really easy to use.
It is. It's really straightforward. And there's also some great articles on the website related to many different rental and housing topics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's got buying versus renting, pros and cons. It's got moving and packing tips, preparing for your move, being prepared to rent a home. This is great because a lot of this information we probably wouldn't know otherwise.
Exactly. And a few of my friends are planning to go to BC for the Olympics. So they also have a bunch of listings in BC as well.
Great tip there. Thanks, Megan. Okay, the time is 12:58. We've gotten some great calls today, but now it's time for Scott. If you can please randomly just pick a name and number and dial it to see if that listener is around the phone, and if so, if they remember our secret phrase. But I want to remind everybody to email me if you want a list of every website we talked about today, techtalk@newstalk1010.com. Send me an email, and I will reply. Let's see if we can give this thing away.
This is the Kodak moment on News Talk 1010.
Congratulations. Who is this?
Holy crap.
You won. Oh, keep it clean. Who is this?
Haley,
you are the winner. Congratulations.
Oh, my God. I have to pee so bad. I've been waiting for you guys. Oh, my God.
All right. Well, you go relieve yourself.
Sorry?
You go relieve yourself. Thank you very much for sharing that with us. Kodak EasyShare M380 is yours. I put you on hold. Scott Gill, we're laughing here. We'll tell you how to pick up your digital camera from us here at News Talk 1010. And thank you to Kodak for providing the great giveaway. I'm glad to hear she's so excited, but she should probably relieve herself before she has an accident. Great question. Great comments today, your favorite websites. And make sure you stay tuned and keep your dial locked on News Talk 1010 for great stuff on Sunday afternoon, including the Buddha Lounge as well as Spider Jones after that. Scott Gill, thank you very much. Everyone have a wonderful Sunday afternoon. Take care. Bye-bye.